what you're about to hear right now from Governor Rick Perry. It's kind of some epic-making news about a major corporate decision that impacts the nation's two most popular states. Governor Perry, you want to make the announcement?
Yeah, Toyota announced today at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time that they would be moving their North American headquarters from Torrance, California, to Plano, Texas.
What I love about that is I remember you and I talked about this. You did that series of great ads where you went to California, and you said, hey, California businesses, you're having a tough time with Jerry Brown and the Democrats who run everything in the Golden State. Come to the real Golden State, Texas, and build a business.
And it's good juxtaposition with where we left the last segment. We talked about the 10th Amendment and the laboratories of innovation that all of these states are. And, yes, this is good for Texas. I don't make any bones about that, that what we've done in the state over the last decade on tax and regulatory and legal policies and our educational policies that were put in place so that we have a skilled workforce, all of those are the foundation, if you will. And getting Toyota to move is a result of those. This didn't happen by accident, didn't happen overnight. But at its real core, even past Texas, is that this is good for America.
That's what is
so important, Michael, from my perspective, is that people understand that this isn't just about Texas snagging these businesses, because Toyota is now going to be a more competitive manufacturer of automobiles. They're going to be a better company. The people who get jobs out of this or get to keep more of their money, they're going to give to charities. And I mean, it's just the concentric circles of influence that come out from these types of decisions. That's why red state governors need to be trumpeted every chance we get to talk about what they're doing. You look at what Rick Scott's doing over in Florida and what Bobby Jindal's doing in Louisiana, what Nikki Haley is doing in South Carolina and McCrory, and I mean, the list goes on and on.
They're making, Kasich in Ohio?
Absolutely. They're making a difference in their states. So, they're making, we're all having to compete at a higher level because John's putting tax policies into place right here in this state.